This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back. It's Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Look, I'm not trying to.
People, Woods and Ben!
I think people. Yeah, Mr. Always Second
Fiddle. The Stephen Woods Show,
no, it's
featuring
fine.
Ben Higgins.
It's with fine.
Their sidekick, Paul.
Sidekick. That's what Ben used to call me. Didn't you call me that somewhere, sometime,
Ben Higgins?
I think
you said it to a guest on the phone.
My sidekick. This is Ben. Maybe I'm just insecure.
Term of endearment?
I'm sure Tattoo felt very loved by Mr. Roar.
Hey, Bob, thank you for the compliment. So happy to be here with you on Fantasy Island.
Good morning, Benny.
Were you
uncomfortable, Ben?
Yeah, are you concerned at all driving in?
I got like 3 hours of sleep. I'm edgy as a
Yeah, let's get on with it. Let's go.
What do you mean?
Yeah, we're good.
Oh, that's him. Yep.
Okay. I agree. Yeah, that's right. No,
that's him on the phone. That's it. I love it.
Oh yeah, no, totally. That's good. Thanks. Oh yeah. All right. Yeah, we'll talk later.
Now that is you, right?
That is me.
It's I.
Is it? I didn't realize so much that it's me until I heard that, and then I realized that is no.
You do that to everybody.
It's me. I even do it with Shelly. And she's okay with it because she's not a phone talker either. She doesn't like long phone conversations. Maybe that's the reason why. Maybe more than anything else, that's the reason why we're together. Because you can be with someone who is very different from you.
Yeah.
You know, opposites attract, that whole thing. But I don't see how someone who loves sitting on the phone and, oh, let's have a, you know, an hour-long conversation on the phone can be with someone who's like, okay, let's wrap this up in 5 minutes. There's no middle ground between those two people.
You guys know me. I love to talk on the phone. I love it. Still, I have one friend that I talk to back in Dallas every single day for at least an hour
a day.
That's
insane.
Every day. It's like Paul, though. He feels like I felt about you yesterday. Because he'll answer the phone. He'll go, you must be on your way to go get your kid. I'm like, yep. We talk for 10 minutes. I get off the phone. I go get Bo. I get back in the car. I call him back.
You know how often I talk to my best friend in the world on the phone?
How often?
Maybe once a year. Now, I see him in person, you know, when he comes out. We play golf, things like that. But on the phone, it's nothing but text. We do not talk on the phone
I love to chit-chat and catch up. We are communicators. That's what we do. We communicate.
My wife doesn't like it. Like, 'cause again,
I love it.
I'm in the car.
Me and
a lot.
Paul will chop it up for 30, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
When he doesn't cut me off to go deliver marijuana. But
work my other job.
Yeah. Sure. I got it.
My wife will be like, I'll call her. I'll have like 20 minutes, you know, driving back to the shop or something. But I just check in. She goes, so,
what'd you need?
What's wrong? Like, what's going on? I'm like, oh, I'm just, you know, it's 8 o'clock. I've listened to all my podcasts. Like, a little bored.
I need you to talk to me. You're my wife. My wife's the same. My wife hates me anyway, but she really hates talking on the phone. Really hates talking on the phone. Speaking of talking on the phone, Chief has been on hold for a while.
All right.
Let's get to Chief first. Good morning, Chief. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How are you? Been a while.
It's been a while. How's everything going?
Yeah, well, things are easy going, and Woods, I want to say congratulations on the new boy.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, and I'm not sure. Have you had a chance to talk about Bryce Harper's new baby?
I have not talked about. We have not talked about Bryce Harper's new baby.
Well, being the Midwest correspondent that I am, I've had my ear close to the streets. So I don't know if this information made it back to San Diego. Sounds like it didn't. So Bryce Harper's trying to get a head start, trying to get the next Tatis and Vlad Jr.
Yep.
So, of course, they're putting the baby to bed with a bat and a glove in the crib.
No, they're
right?
not.
Just as both of us do, right? So one thing that I thought was rather odd, they want him to be like Bryce Harper so bad. They named him Brooklyn, and I thought it was weird. They spelled it with a backwards K.
A backwards K.
Did you get this down in San Diego?
No, we did not.
This is real deal stuff, man.
Get out of here. I have not seen this at all.
Hard-hitting journalism that you're only going to get right here.
That's exactly
on
right.
The Stephen Woods Show.
Paul, yeah. I'll cut your throat on the air. Yeah. I'm in
and,
no mood.
And I do want I do want to tell you guys, so what the whole thing with Paul cutting you off and going to go make a delivery, as he calls it. You know, it's almost like he's ashamed. He doesn't want to tell you what he's doing. He's, a delivery, right?
Yeah, I know what he's doing.
So it's called commitment, Woods. Not everyone has it.
Yep.
You know, me and you.
We got
committed.
It. Yeah, we got it. No, I get
right?
it.
100%. I am here at 4 a.m. every
take care
single
of business
day.
Here.
Yeah, we're taking care of business. I appreciate you, Chief. See, Chief gets it. Chief gets it.
If there's anyone who's not committed to this show of the three of us, it's clearly me. I don't question Paul's commitment, and I certainly don't question your commitment. Every once in a while, I question my own commitment.
That's fair.
Then again, I'm kind of on Paul's side. It's if you called me at 6:15.
Oh, I know.
And I go, hey, I've got to go do live television in 2 minutes.
Man.
I've got to go.
Oh,
it's, you couldn't be mad about that.
Oh, I know.
If he's got to do a delivery, then he does the delivery. I'll call you right back. It's fine.
I know.
This wasn't like some deep heart-to-heart, crazy,
you know what it feels
impactful
like?
Conversation about the show. We were just brainstorming.
Yeah.
So I'll give less than 5 minutes. I'll call you right back. We'll talk for another 15.
It was less than 5 minutes. It really was. It was less than 5 minutes. But I was annoyed. I felt slighted. And again, it comes from...
I'm going to call you 5 minutes before a Seals game starts. And you're like, hey, I got to go. I'll be like, what the hell? I'm trying to talk about Monday's show in 2 days.
Let's
go!
Go! Paulie, I got to call you back. Seals!
I'll work through it.
You know I will. Now I definitely will work through it. Everyday Chris is on the line. I didn't get to check in with him yesterday. Good morning, Chris. How are you, buddy?
Welcome back, Papa. What's going on?
You remembered our bit yesterday. Don't call Woods to freak him out. It freaked him out so much, I had to actually tell him. I looked at his face like a lost puppy dog. Like, why did I lose Everyday Chris while I was gone? You committed to the bit. Good job, buddy.
I promised you guys, remember?
You did it. You followed through, and it was like you broke his heart yesterday. It was perfect.
Oh, man. Hey, Woods, if it makes you feel any better, one time I was actually on a delivery, and I was on the phone with you guys, and I gave him the hands up. Like, I put him aside to talk to you guys.
That's how it's done. That's how it's done, Chris. That's all I ask. I just ask for 100% commitment. It's not too much to ask. It's really not. Thank you, buddy.
Anyway, I'll get out of here. Yesterday I was taking a leak at the Cracker Barrel in Arizona. I left my phone on the stall. I left my phone on the stall. Got to my truck. I go, walked back in. It was gone.
No.
Yeah. So that's why. Yeah. And then I have to Twitter you guys on a laptop at my hotel. And
somebody took his. Thank you, Chris. Paul, will you pull him just saying, yesterday I was taking a leak at the Cracker Barrel? Just have that. We'll need it at some point.
What kind of story ends after that?
As a native Californian, maybe you can explain the Cracker Barrel to me.
It's delicious.
But is it a restaurant or is it cheese?
It's a general. No.
Because I see there's cheese at the store. Like,
there is.
Hey, little nice slices of cheddar, and they're good. But then it's also a restaurant.
No, it's also a general store. Imagine that. Now, I've been watching a lot of Deadwood. Imagine you needed a place where you could go buy tchotchkes for your kids and Shell. If Shelly wanted maybe some, like, jalapeno jam. You can find it at the Cracker. You can also sit down and have a bomb-ass breakfast with big biscuits and gravy and everything you want. The food is really good breakfast-wise. But you can get all kind. Do you need a doormat for your home that says, "Welcome to our home"? You can get that at the Cracker. It's a general store with a restaurant attached. It's pretty fantastic. Right,
we'll do that the next time we go out to spring training.
Yeah, if that ever happens
and
again.
And maybe
yes.
Find Chris's phone when we're out there as well.
Paul, question. What are you going to do if we have to go to spring training? Do you have to, like, take time off your other job?
Yeah.
Man.
It's also how I do it.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, look who's on the line.
Who
it's Ryan Cohen.
Yes.
Yeah,
followed
buddy.
Us in this morning. Hello, Ryan. Good morning to you.
Ryan, you would never cut me off to go make a marijuana delivery. That I know.
Good morning, first and foremost. Woodsy, congrats on the second son.
Thank you, sir.
I personally would not cut you off because I don't have the second job, but I side with Pauly on this one. Woodsy, I think you're out of your mind.
Well, that's true. I can't argue with that. I definitely am. I definitely am out of my mind. This is like, I've got Bo and I've got Taylor, but this is baby number three for me. You guys know that. This is definitely... maybe some days it feels more important, and I know it shouldn't be, but it just this is the way it is. Just the way it is. Very committed to our show. I just want to entertain people, and I don't know how entertaining me bitching at Paul is, but you were entertained on the drive.
I was. I actually did the old lean forward, Ryan, and turn up the radio to listen to Woodsy and Paul argue.
Yes. It's the real stuff, man.
Look, if your executive producer is happy because he's getting the extra cash during the day, that's a better show the next day. I'm all for Pauly taking the 5 minutes, doing the job that he's getting paid to do, and then we go on to Ben and Woods the next morning.
I mean, he also gets paid to do this job. But yeah, I see what you're saying. I can't let it go.
No, you really can't.
I love you, buddy. We love you.
Thanks,
Ryan.
Pal.
You're the best. And we have to go to break. We need to keep clock integrity. That's something that there's no argument about. Adam Klug, our boss, very big on clock integrity.
All right, we'll keep with the open phones when we come back
with
clock integrity. So if you're on hold, stay there.
Yes.
If you want to call us, 833-288-0973. Also, can get into last night's Monday Night Football game. What has happened to Carson Wentz?
What has happened to the worst beat of my life?
I don't even... That was the worst beat of my life.
Yes,
that was
ever.
Almost suspicious. Is what happened? If you didn't see this... At the end of the Monday Night Football game, it was almost like...
Oh, it stings.
What are you doing here, and do you know what the spread is? So we will get into that as well. Getting started here, it's Ben and Woods, Tuesday morning. Glad to have you all with us on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.